we're having you on today to talk about the Wrangell Senior Center. So you are the manager of our local senior center. And I thought it would be a great time to talk about how you are supporting seniors and kind of the difficulties that seniors are going through.
So we're still doing as much as we can and trying to do it in a safe and sound way. Don't know what you want to talk about. We talk about services that are going. Talk about
Let's start with services.
Okay. Well, at current time, June, we're still open. Like I say, we're not doing the meals in the lunchroom. I wish we were. That was a lot of fun. But we're doing home delivery meals, and anyone that's 60 years old and over qualifies for a nutritious meal every day at lunch. Some people really need these meals, and they count on them. And others, it's maybe not so needed, but we still don't mind getting it to you if you're 60 and over. There's a suggested donation of $3 if you can do that. And we're also continuing to do vital rides. Some senior centers are not doing any rides, but we're taking you to any 60 and over, to any medical appointment, perhaps to something like the bank. That's vital that you be there in person so that you can take care of financial matters. And we're also running errands, even minor errands. Our driver has plenty of time because everything is slowed down so much. So we obviously are getting folks mail, get your key, get the mail. We'll sanitize your key when we give it back. We're running other errands from point A to point B. I went and got a senior some flower seeds. I got some potting soil from another. We don't mind running errands to the store. Of course, the stores here deliver well. So, but if there's some other item you need, then we sure don't mind doing that. So, lots of ways that we can still perhaps be of use to. And don't be afraid to call.
Right on. Thank you, Tom. That's pretty cool. And I'm wondering, you know, how many rides in a week are you giving? You know, how many meals are you delivering? Just give us a sense of scale.
Yeah. Well, of course, the rides are way down. We were doing like 30 rides a day, but we're down to mostly errands now, a few rides a day. Our home meals, you know, we're doing well over 30 or 40. We're up in the 40 now to 40s to do the home meals at lunch. So it keeps the kitchen pretty busy. And we're able to hopefully do some fun things. We're going to have a dessert tomorrow. If anyone wants to donate packaged desserts or box desserts that we can prepare, we're a little hesitant to just take home cooked meals right now. I mean, desserts because of the virus, but we're trying to do some fun things and got some handouts we've had lately, nostalgia handouts and puzzles. And some things like that to make it interesting. But yeah, we're in the scale of about 40 some a day, and rides is varying quite a lot. We want to thank some of the people that have made some donations. We asked for some puzzles. Some of the seniors are putting together the same puzzle over and over again, and they've enjoyed having a new puzzle. If anyone still wants to donate a puzzle, we sure will take it. We could use them. You can either leave it at the senior center or call us and we'll pick it up. We appreciate the Stikine Sportsman Association. They gave us $1,000 for groceries. There's been some other fairly large donations from some individuals. Earlier in the year, Stikine Inn gave us $1,000. The mayor recently bought us a fancy commercial can opener, $130 can opener, which we really needed. We were struggling with our can opener. So all these things, the community has kicked in, and we really appreciate it. There's a lady that makes our hand sanitizer for us, for example, because we can never buy hand sanitizer because we never could find it anymore. But a good woman, she makes it up to all whatever we need, and it even smells good. I don't know exactly how she does it. She said it's a secret recipe.
Cool, Tom. That's awesome. Yeah, it's good to hear that you're receiving some support from the community. And yeah, and it's cool that this is such a grassroots kind of effort. I know that, you know, your folks in Juneau help you out. But it is, the senior center is run on a, you know, tight ship and a small crew, it seems like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're kind of a, I mean, each senior center is somewhat independent. Like I say, some of the senior centers and some of the locations have really scaled back, but we've been able to not have to do that. So we're really, we're thankful for that. And in a lot of that is due to the good support of the community. We appreciate it. We got a lot of good people in this town, that's for sure. It's some high quality folks here. I'm always impressed.
Right on, Tom. So we know that your services look different as far as there's, you know, you're taking seniors out less often, but you're doing their errands more often, and meals are looking different. Are there any other ways that the senior center has had to adjust to these times?
Well, of course, you know, we're having to keep everything sanitized and cleaner, and due to the, of course, we've always had a high standard of cleanliness, but due to the virus, more of the sanitizing of the trucks and the equipment. Our driver particularly has to be cognizant of this sort of thing, because they're the most likely to be a situation that could transmit a pathogen due to them passing, going around so many different people. So we've really stressed it to them. One thing that we have just started doing recently, I was kind of throw out something that we haven't, I haven't done in the past, is, and this has nothing really to do with a virus, it's just something that's happened, is we've gotten some grants that have to do with the caregivers of seniors. Perhaps a caregiver that's struggling to keep up with the demands of taking care of a senior, a loved one that they want to help, but it's tough. So there's some grants that have come along that are pretty interesting. There's a grant for respite. It's called Respite Care. I don't know why they use that name, but it's basically to provide someone to help sit. Well, so you as a caregiver can do your own thing and have a break, sort of a sitter that's paid by this grant. There's also a service grant for something if a home needed there's some money, not as much as there is for the respite, but some money for things like personal care, like bathing or such, and as seniors sometimes need that kind of help, or dressing. And then there's a product grant that's been available for caregivers. Now, all these are for caregivers. The caregiver is actually the client, not the senior. The caregiver is the client. And it would be a product grant is providing things like Depends, or perhaps a walker or a wheelchair or something, a grab bar or something like that. So this is a kind of a new thing to me. I guess it's been around for a long time, but I haven't handled it much. So we've helped quite a few people in the community, quite a few caregivers. The caregiver is the client, to be able to get the things that they need to be able to do a better job. But also there's twice a month meeting, telephone meeting for caregivers with an expert to talk about the challenges and to answer questions and to sort of plan things out so that you're not alone in this challenging caregiver role that you're in. So that's something else that we can give you information on, is the education. There's a whole lending library too for caregivers with all kinds of stuff about handling dementia and handling incontinency and other things. It's pretty impressive. I've been looking it over. So there's a lot of educational and interesting material that we can connect you with.
Right on, Tom. That sounds like a good resource. So people can just reach out to you at the senior center if they are a caregiver.
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Caregiver in need. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So Tom, you know, you are interacting with our seniors who a lot of us aren't seeing as much now. Could you give me a sense of what different situations your seniors are going through right now? Just what are some of the hardships or challenges that they're experiencing right now that the rest of us might not really be aware of?
Well, that's a good question. I didn't prepare for that question, but just off the top of my head, isolation is probably the biggest one. I mean, there's a good amount of them that came to the senior center every day, and we did everything from visit to bingo to music to Tai Chi. Mostly, though, just interacting with people, maybe exercising or whatever. And all that's ended. And with it has ended just the walk to the senior center that many of them took, or the bus ride. The bus ride could be fun. You had a bunch of people in there and you're talking. And the whole isolation problem is for many, it's not, I realize it's not just seniors too. So, I mean, everyone, the isolation is a challenge. On that, like I say, I wish I had prepared for that question. There's resources on how to deal with that, but that's probably one thing. Another issue is some of them don't really know the ropes of ordering groceries and stuff because they've never done it before. That we've always just taken them, and I've tried to walk some of them through that. Like, you got to phone the store and do this and that, but I'm afraid some are just kind of going without because they don't know how to do that. Or they're trying to figure out other ways to get to the store, being we're not carrying them to the store anymore. It's probably been challenging. But, you know, in general, though, when I talk to them, I've tried to call every one. I've tried to, you know, I have a list and I've tried to call. In general, people are holding up surprisingly well, but there, you know, it's tough for everyone. I hope this thing will start easing up soon, and so we can get back to normal. But, you know, if you can call a senior, there's some really nice guys from the Crossings program that volunteered to like call seniors and just visit with them. That was kind of them. And you know, if you can give a senior some attention, one or two seniors we've been able to help connect by Zoom, connect if they have internet, connect by Zoom and to social activities. But the problem is many seniors are not real up on technology. So if they were, the Zoom thing could be a nice way for people to interact. But, yeah, I guess isolation. I'll have to think about the question more to come up with something more.
Yeah, Tom, that's just fine. Yeah, I see what you're saying. I mean, we're all dealing with isolation, but I can figure that, you know, our older folks might be even more self-conscious about their health, and, you know, they might not have to go to work. So it's probably pretty easy for them to be stuck at home, easier than the rest
and,
of us.
And a lot of them are afraid to go out much because it particularly affects the older ones, particularly if you have any kind of respiratory history. So yeah, they're some of them are pretty home, but I know some that have not gone out the door hardly in weeks, and it's not really healthy. So yeah, I mean, it's still, if it's possible, get out and exercise. I'd recommend that to everybody, seniors included. It's critical. I'll see a couple of the seniors sometimes walking by, one in her walk, you know, she's pushing her walker, but she's still getting exercise every day. And I my hat's off to her. Well, that's good for her.
Yeah, that is. That's pretty cool. Well, anything else we should know about what the senior center is doing these days?
Can't think of anything off the top of my head. We trying to do what we can do, and we appreciate everyone's thoughts and prayers and support. And we hope that you don't hesitate to give us a call if you have any questions or you need anything. Let me bring the telephone number up. I don't have it right off the top of my head, so that we can see. The Senior Center, Rango Senior Center is 874-2066, 874-2066. I'm Tom Jenkins. Don't hesitate to call if you have a question or if you have a suggestion to how to improve things, or if you have anything that you'd like to donate or help us with too.
Right on, Tom. Thank you so much for being on air today and helping our seniors and being, you know, maybe one of the few people that is consistently reaching out to them at this time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much, June. We appreciate you.
Oh, thank you. Okay, take care, Tom.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. All right, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Sorry for the slight technical difficulties. But if you are a senior in need of anything, you know, don't feel like you're in need and you're, you know, if you don't feel like, if you feel like you're still very independent, but you need just, you know, maybe a few errands done for you, the senior center will be able to help you out. They're still working. And while some of their caseload has gone down with rides, they're able to fill in the gaps with helping you guys out with errands. And that's pretty cool that Tom is reaching out to the seniors on a very personal level, calling them, trying to Zoom them when he can. So the time is 1:17, and as always, we will be back with another guest next week.